Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone on today's new GTLD review group call on Friday, the 8th of February. We have Dev Anand Tilaksingh, Olivier Crétin-Leblanc, Cyril Lansipuro, Adela Dansu, Eduardo Diaz, Thomas Löwenhaupt, Robert Pollard, José Arce, Seth Rees. We have apologies from Kenny Huang, Alexander Kondarov, Sintra Suknanen, and Carlton Samuels. From staff today, we have Heidi Ulrich and myself, Gisela Gruber. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Dev.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gisela. This is Devanand Tilaksingh speaking. Okay. On this call, we are going to be going through the comments received from on several applications that have been posted to the wiki and to the review group. And to date, these were comments on, and sorry, just trying to pull up the dashboard here, on .amazon. .patagonia, .nyc, and on .health. Before I continue, as part of the standing items, is there anyone who wishes to say anything regarding any potential, conflict of interest regarding these applications? You can see so now. Going once, going twice. Okay, great. Okay, well, thanks to the templates that Della had created, I just tried to improve on it and posted the template for everyone to help them fill out. As we are more looking at all of these applications as community objection criterion. So, PDF is now on the AC room, and so let's start off with .amazon. So my idea is to really go through each of the applications, look at the scoring for each of these, and hear your comments, and at the end of it, so I'll make a determination as to the next steps, as to whether we have enough consensus or not, whether to file the objection, whether to consider drafting an objection statement, I should say, not filing an objection, whether to draft an objection statement for the VLOs and the ALACs consideration. Okay, so now to start off with the .amazon community on community grounds. This is the first one where the community expressing opposition can be regarded as a clearly delineated community. So would anyone wish to start by let me ask the question. For the level of public recognition of the group as a community at a local and or global level, can I see anyone raising their either saying they pass or fail from the review group members, obviously, not the guests and observers. Okay, I see a pass from Eduardo. Let's see, who else is on this? Patrice, Yoro, Adela. This is regarding the first criterion, the level of public recognition of the group as a community at a local and or global level. So I want to indicate whether, do you consider this, based on the comments received and the discussion, our past discussions, whether this is a pass or a fail. Okay. Okay, so as he passes from Adela Eduardo set, Euro? And does any... And pass. Okay. And let's see, who else is there? Aziz? Does anyone wish to state for the record why they consider this a pass? Yes, and thanks, Adela, for pointing that out. I was going to mention that. Thank you very much. There were also passes from Justine and Alexander. Okay, so...
This is Heidi. Could you please restate the question for Aziz?
Okay. Aziz, for .Amazon, the first criteria for community is the level of public recognition of the group as a community at a local and global level. So based on the past conversations regarding the comments received on .Amazon, the comments themselves, do you consider that there has been enough proof established for to either pass or fail this criterion? This is going to take quite a while. This one.
Deb, this is Heidi.
Yeah.
Aziz has asked to write it, and I've written what I believe is a question. So is that correct?
That's right.
Or?
Yes, for the first factor, yes. For the first criterion, level of public recognition. Okay, great. Moving on quickly to the next criterion, level of, and by all means, persons, just, I'm going to ask you to just put ticks and just to say yes or no whether it's a pass or fail here. Second criterion, level of formal boundaries around the community and what persons or entities are considered to form the community. Okay, as you said, we sing pass. Adela saying yes. Okay, pass boundaries identified by all comments received. And Yolo has said yes. Okay, great. I'm going to move ahead now to the length of time the community has been in existence, pass or fail. Actually, Shatris also has indicated pass. Adela pass. Yes, yes. Okay. Okay, now regarding the global distribution of the community, to me, I'm going to mark this as we don't need to complete this because as the guidebook says, this may not apply if the community is territorial, and I believe that this community is territorial. So I'm going to just skip that criterion and now move on to the number of people or entities that make up the community. So... this is also a pass or a fail? Okay, passed. Adela says yes. Satri says yes. Euro says yes. Okay. Oh, Olivier, please All right. I see Olivia has raised her hand. Olivia, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, David. It's Olivia for the transcript record. I'm just listening in. As you know, I'm not part of the working group, so I can't say yes or no or whatever. But I do note that although you mentioned the people putting their the ticks, the green, and typing, you have missed some of them. And I'm not quite sure how this is going to be recorded, whether we're recording it on the chat, whether we're recording it in the minutes. I don't know if Heidi is making a note of that, or whether the recording will actually be the transcript, which is what you're actually saying. So if the recording is a transcript, then I do urge you to also list all of the yeses and the noes and the pass, meaning that pass is I guess, is that an abstaining vote, or is that a yes for them? I'm not sure. Just want to make sure about that. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, the pass means also that it's also a yes. And the template we had like whether for each criterion there was a pass or a fail. So that's what that means. I am noting the persons that have written it. So to date, for 1, 2, 3, and now the fifth one, all the persons on the review group, Adela, Aziz, Eduardo, Cephas, Euro, have indicated that the criterion has been met for the 1, 2, 3, 4 factors. So, but thanks for asking, to re-emphasizing that, just to restate it for the record. Thank you. Does anybody wish to make any comments on this in terms of anything, any of the observations or anything of that sort, before I move on to the next one, for the next criterion, which is substantial opposition? I see Eduardo. Yes. This is Xavier again. Eduardo, I'm not sure whether Justine has indicated failed all of them. This is regarding this number. We were looking at Amazon, right? Let me just make sure I'm looking at the right document.
This is one for the record. I was looking at the paperwork that she sent in an email to you, and I was looking at the .NYC.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not touching NYC at this point. We're going to teach each application separately. So
okay.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, let's not confuse it. So,
are we doing NYC or Amazon? I'm confused now.
Sorry, Eduardo? Sorry. So
here
we're looking at .Amazon, which is the first one.
Okay.
So, Justine has said pass for all five of the criterion as well. So, well, let's see. Go ahead, Olivier. I see your hand is raised again.
Thank you, David. It's Olivier for the transcript record. I agree with Seth, who mentioned that maybe we should reconfirm and go through the whole list again, because there appears to have been some form of confusion as to who was saying yes for what. So there was a concern on that. I also do note that there are some people who have submitted their comments via email to the working group. Alexander Kondorov is one of them, and Justine Chu is another person who have both written. I'm not sure whether you will include this afterwards. Are you going to add them to the list afterwards, or whether you're not? That's really up to you. But you do have to remember that they have sent in their
points
of view on this. Thank you.
Okay.
But if you could maybe resell on Amazon, just fly through. Thank you.
Okay. We're trying to hopefully, you know, move things forward. But okay, let's just to make sure everyone's agreeing, make sure everyone is fully aware of what we're doing. For .Amazon, and what I mean by that, I should do .Amazon community. So let's start, let's open from the top. The criteria for community, there are 5 points. Level of public recognition of the group as a community at the local and or global level. Can I see tick marks to see indicate whether you agree that this criterion has been met? Euro, please go ahead. Sorry, I see you. Euro, please go ahead.
TRL, this is Heidi. You've been muted. *7 to unmute. Diego, could you please unmute Yuriel's line?
Okay, actually, I see Yuriel has just
he's
simply
unmuted
put a tick.
Now. Okay, he's
yeah,
unmuted.
Okay. Can you, is Yuriel, can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put the green tick mark there. It's not asking for floor. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So we're still on the first criterion, level of public recognition. So Eduardo, just formally for the record, and Aziz?
I'm sorry, I'm putting it in agree. Okay. It's just
yeah, perfect. Thank you very much. And I'm just waiting on Aziz to say okay. All right. So for the record, for the first criterion, level of public recognition, and I will also, everyone has indicated a pass from Adela, Eduardo, Seth Reese, Euro Lanciporo, and also from the comments received by Alexander, he has indicated pass for this as well, and also from Justine Chu. Just making absolutely sure here. Okay. So for the second criterion, the level of formal boundaries across around the community and what persons or entities are considered to form the community, again, with tick marks, or, you know, can you confirm whether it is a pass or fail for this second criteria listed on the community, the level of formal boundaries around the community and what persons or entities are considered to form the community.
This is Heidi. Could everyone please clear their tick marks, I'll see them come up again, please. Okay. So go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead, Deb.
Okay. For the second criterion, the level of formal boundaries around the community and what persons or entities are considered to form the community. Can I see tick marks and or cross or whether it fails, obviously. I see Adela has confirmed yes. Safis has confirmed yes. Eduardo has confirmed yes. Yuro has confirmed yes.
Yuriel has his hand raised?
No. I think he's... Yuro, if you have your hand raised, you can, by all means, you can say something.
I'm sorry, that's... somehow the... The Adobe Connect doesn't seem to working for me. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
There must be some delay here. Okay.
No problem. Okay. And I see Aziz has also said...
This is Heidi. How did Justine, did she comment on that one?
Yes, Justine did comment on it, and she said yes to that. Pass. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And also, Alexander also indicated yes as well.
Okay, this is Heidi. Did Alexander, did he say anything for the first one?
Alexander said yes. He indicated a yes for that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, clearing everybody's... thanks, everybody. Everybody's getting a hang of this. Okay, the length of time the community has been in existence. Can I see either pass or fail by indicating a green or X accordingly? Okay, I see ticks from Adela, Eduardo, Patrice, Yola, Lana, Soporo, and from Aziz, can you confirm whether yes or no, whether this criterion, the length of time is a pass or fail?
And again, Deb, this is Heidi. How did Justine and Alexandra vote, please?
Certainly. Alexandra said yes. And Justine said also yes.
Okay, thank you. So I just need Aziz. If you could write Aziz, it's how you vote, please.
I am sorry, this is Eduardo. In which criteria are we now? In number three?
No,
three.
Yeah, the
correct.
Third one, length of time, yes. Our purpose. Okay. I'm not seeing anything from Aziz at this point. Okay, yes. Okay, thank you. All right, so can everybody now clear it? Clear the check marks again. I'm skipping the fourth criterion, which is the global distribution of the community. The reason why is because... this may not apply if the community is territorial. So unless anyone objects, and by all means they can raise their hand and say so, to me this criterion is not really one to be to assign a pass or fail to. Okay? I'm not seeing anybody objecting to that. So now let's look at the last criterion, which is the number of people or entities that make up the community. Olivier, please. I see Olivier has possibly raising another objection. Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, David. It's Olivier for the transcript record. And don't fear me when I put my hand up. It was just to note. It was just to note in, I think it was Justine,
yes.
That
I'm now looking at it right
now. There was a global distribution in the community. There was Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, Peru, Suriname, and Venezuela. I've just learned something today, so there you go.
I see. Yes. I'm just looking at Alexander did not put anything as such. He left it open and didn't give an opinion on that. And Justine, as you indeed mentioned, actually now looking at what she said here, yes, she did indicate that it was that for global distribution this is a pass, and that as the countries you mentioned, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, Peru, Suriname, and Venezuela, which I guess, well, it is these are the territories, so. So, okay. So going on to the fifth criterion, the number of people or entities that make up the community. Now, Eduardo, please go ahead.
Going back to number four, so what's the result? Are we considering number four or not? Are we it doesn't apply here.
Well, to be quite honest, I don't think there's any harm in doing it. Let's make it. Since Justine has indicated, given the knowledge that Justine's comments were that the global distribution of the community is a pass, and there is that, and she says in her notes that Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Guyana, Peru, Suriname, and Venezuela shows the global distribution of this community. Can I ask whether persons would consider the fourth criterion? So this is the fourth criterion, global distribution of the community. I see Aziz has to leave the call. Okay, well, I note that for the record. So, fourth criterion, number of people that make up the community.
So this is Eduardo again. So we're saying that it's territorial, right? I mean.
Yes. If.
So if not, it doesn't apply.
Well, is either do you think that the let me phrase the question again. Do you think that regarding this criteria and the global distribution of the community, there's a fail? So, I mean, that's so. I'm asking if this criterion is either that does not apply, or you agree with Justine that it is part of the community of these countries and so forth. So, Euro, please go ahead.
Thank you. I think that this criteria is just not applicable because it talks about global distribution, and here we have we talk here about a region. Thank you.
Okay. So I see Adela is also saying that it does not apply. So Eduardo and Seth, go ahead.
Yes, I agree with Euro. You know, this is, I look at it like, you know, if it's an organization like the Internet Society, then I would might consider it a community in this sense here. But we're talking about territorial type community, so I think it doesn't apply.
Okay, it doesn't apply. Seth, can I get your opinion on this for the record? Okay, it does not apply. Okay, so the fourth criterion, global distribution, does not apply. Okay, fifth criterion, the number of people or entities that make up the community. Can I see either tick marks or crosses that whether this is a pass or fail? This is the number of people or entities that make up the community. Eduardo is a pass. Adela is a pass. Cedric is a pass. And I see Euro, which I'm going to assume is not raising his hand, is going to indicate whether he agrees or disagrees with this criterion very soon. Okay, Euro, I see Euro has said yes. Okay, and just a note for the record that Justine indicated pass, and her comment was that the Amazon Cooperation Treaty was signed on 3rd of July 1978 by the various countries aimed at promoting joint actions towards the harmonious development of the Amazon Basin. Alexander has also indicated, he left it blank, indicating he did not have a particular preference. So, with that in mind, I think it's now, based on the comments received, that for Amazon, the community criteria, for the first of the four criterions, the community criterion has been met for Amazon. So now let's move on to the second criterion, which is substantial opposition. So to read this, let's read what it says. The objector must prove substantial opposition within the community it has identified itself as representing. Okay, and a panel could balance a number of factors to determine whether there is substantial opposition, including but not limited to. Let's start with the first factor. Number of expressions of opposition relative to the composition of the community. Can I see either... well, I see Adela has raised her hand. Please go ahead, Adela.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Adela. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. I was wondering about this criterion of number of expressions of opposition. And my question was, does it refer to the comments we received and the opposition that we received within ALAC, or we can consider, as Justine has in her assessment, the opposition expressed by governments? And to rely on these comments and this opposition in an ALAC potential filed case or filed opposition. What do you think?
Thank you, Adela. And actually, this is and good to have some discussion on this. I would think that, well, Justine, I think, has pointed out what was said by the GAC, early warnings by Brazil, Peru. And actually, that GAC early warning also noted it had the support of the various governments of the other aforementioned eight countries, Guyana, Bolivia, and so forth. So in terms of the expression from the at-large, well, actually, I noticed Jose Arce is on the call. Jose Arce is the... I don't know if Jose Arce is either on the call, but okay. Is this well? Just for the record, Jose Arce is the chair of the LACRALO. What do you have a comment to say whether LACRALO or whether persons in LACRALO were planning to put a statement for this in terms of expressing anything? I see Jose is typing rather than taking the audio. My question is, were there any other persons from LACRALO, and given that this application is within, is referencing a region within the Latin American and Caribbean region. Were there any particular expressions of opposition as such within LACRALO? I am thinking, other than what was already mentioned on the wiki by Vanessa, to date there haven't been any. I'm seeing Jose is still typing. To date, Adela, actually, no. We have not received any formal comments from Arelo as such. But I don't know if Jose was wanted to confirm that for the record. I could be mistaken. There were some comments on the North American RELO list, and there was a discussion as to on this topic. I think Eduardo has said probably could say something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, in regards to this, Adela, I would say that it is what, as Justine has said, GAC early warning from the various countries that have received support from the various governments, and the comments that have been placed on the wiki as of now. So now with that answer, do you think you want to? Do you have any further thoughts or observations then? In terms of saying the number of expressions of opposition relative to the composition of the community?
So this is Adela speaking. Well, I would have liked, of course, to have more comments or at least support for the express comments on this application, but under these circumstances, I would say let's try and support Justine's arguments and consider the GAC early warning as another proof of opposition within the community. I mean, I don't think somewhere in the guidelines or in another document is specified that we need to have substantial opposition from within RELOs, ALSs, or other individuals. I don't think there is any specification in this respect. So, Justine's idea is good for me.
Okay, I see Euro has also saying that if only governments are protecting, that's not really substantial enough as far as we are concerned. Go ahead.
No, I think I've missed if you asked a question before.
Sorry, Adela, I didn't quite catch that. What was that?
No, I thought that you asked another question and I missed it. Sorry if I interrupted you.
No, I was just repeating what Yoro was saying, that if only governments are objecting, that might not be substantial enough as far as we are concerned. And Eduardo is also agreeing with that statement. So I'm seeing Robert Pollard is asking for the floor. Robert, please, you can make a contribution. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Robert, you may be muted. *7 to unmute. Okay, well, Robert, unless you could type your question or comment. Okay, Robert, can you go ahead?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Robert. Yes, you can. Thank you.
Okay, you can hear me now. This is my first time on the WP Connect. I think the lack of extensive expression of opposition has a lot to do with the fact that this is an issue that in many areas the opportunities are simply not appreciate it, but the day-to-day learned challenges, certainly there's a recognition of the value and growing recognition of the value of digital communication, smartphones and whatever, but it's not something for which there's been much public information widely available. So I think that those who are in the area, I think, can reasonably be understood to realize the importance of the issue, and to also be able to convert this process. Even with the submission of comments, it's a cumbersome one if you're not fairly both computer functional and have the capacity, etc. So that I think that it seems to me a very basic issue in sort of geography. This is recognized that, so I don't know if that makes any sense, but I think that you know, and I've been listening, observing the process so far, it seems that important as the at-large issue is, I don't think in the absence of any sort of public media awareness of the issues, and this applies to New York City, that anybody knows about it. And that, you know, if a tenth of 1% of people in the Amazon knew of the issue, I'd be surprised. In New York, it might be 1%.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Robert, for that comment. And I'm seeing, well, at least now we can have a little discussion here, at least on this factor, on number of expressions of opposition relative to the composition of the community. Okay, Robert, thanks for that. So I am just reading the comments here. So Seth, the question was, we're still on the first factor, a number of expressions of opposition relative to the composition of the community. If you're reading the chat, you would see that what Adela has raised is whether what exactly qualifies as counting the sufficient number of expressions of opposition. To date, there's only been the one or two comments on the wiki and the government early warnings from Argentina, from Brazil and Peru, which has the support of, according to the GAC early warning advice, the support from various other governments covered by the Amazon geographic region. So, all right, so since there doesn't seem to be any firm decision or any firm idea on this first factor, I'm just waiting for Olivia to finish type. Eduardo, go ahead.
This is Eduardo for the record. The result of this criteria number one, it will depend if we define number of expressions as the expressions that we receive or what they represent. You know, like I said, if a government opposes, it's one of the ones that is opposing, you know, and like I said, the government represents everybody in that country. Now, if that opposition is, we count only as one, then, you know, two oppositions that we receive, I mean, we have to define how we're going to answer this.
Because
if we define that, then it will be easier to do it. Thank you.
Okay, well, if you look at the other factors here, you know, there's the represented nature of entities expressing opposition, the level of recognized stature or weight among sources of opposition, the distribution or diversity among sources of expressions of opposition, including regional subsectors of community, and a historical defense of the community in other contexts. So, I mean, if you look at the first three, the number of expressions of opposition, two, the representative nature of entities expressing opposition, and the level of recognized stature or weight among sources of opposition. So, I mean, what you're going to, I think, given that denotes the representative nature of entities that have expressed their opposition, I guess the question would be, I see Adela is also raising her hand. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Adela speaking. I was thinking about making a suggestion as a matter of principle for all the other, controversial criterion that we might have discussions like this.
Yes.
Since we are here in a, trial phase, it's the first time we are confronted with these guidelines and with this case, with this procedure and so on. And maybe now it's the lawyer part in me that speaks. I was thinking that if there is, a margin of passing that criterion, we should go with passing it, unless there is something manifestly not compliant with it. I don't know if I made myself clear or not. So if we can, force push a criterion into consider it compliant, let's try to do it. If the comment or the opposition is clearly complying with the criterion, then, of course, we have to fail it.
Okay. Well... Okay. If I understand, okay, thank you, Adela. I guess if I understand also the follow-up what you've said, given that this process, this objection statement would have to be supported by the at-large community in the first place, by these three out of the five relos at least, then for the ALAC to then consider it. I suppose if we decide to... So what you're saying, we should pass it, if I understand you correctly, and...
Yes, if there is a possibility to pass it, let's try to pass it. If what it is there, it's obviously against or it doesn't comply with the criterion, then, of course, we have to fail it.
Okay. I think that actually is a reasonable suggestion. So if I were to try to summarize this, and thanks, Adela, for your intervention and for the discussion on these points, because this is precisely what I wanted to have this call to, you know, to raise this discussion on these points so that everyone is clear. So the way to forward would be to say that for determining the in terms of representing the number of expressions of opposition, we say pass, and ultimately the relos when it comes to if at the end of this we decide to draft an objection statement and have it ready for the relos to consider, the expressions of support from the relos would be documented support for the opposition. Do I have that? Is that, Adela, what you're suggesting? so that there will be another check. Indeed. Because if it's not supported, then the realist will say no, and that would be that. And any thoughts or comments from Eduardo? Anyone? I think Eduardo typing.
Yeah, this is Eduardo. I'm confused. I mean, we're going to pass this based on what? I didn't get it.
Okay.
You can rephrase what you said. Maybe I can understand. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let me try to explain it. Try to still summarize what Adela was saying, was that given that this is now a new process for the at-large and there's an objection process, given that there's no... there have been some expressions, the ultimate thing to do would be to say pass it, and if the relos were to disagree with this assessment, if the relos were to support a possible objection statement, let's put it that way, then that will be a confirmation, a reaffirmation that there was more expressions of opposition to supporting this objection statement. Do you understand? So, in other words, if you say pass to this, there's another check by the relos as to whether, you know, they truly opposed this application or not.
Okay, this is wonderful.
Are you implying, are we implying here that the RALs are going to go through this process when they look at this?
They are going to look at the objection statement. They are going to they are going to look at the objection, any possible objection statement that we decide to draft or not, and then either support or not support it.
Okay. Well, anyhow, I am on the criteria of passing this, so I'm okay with it. Thank you.
Okay, Euro, what are your thoughts? Sorry, Euro first, and then Robert.
We look at this thing from the at-large perspective, the fact that only governments have objected to it, and there is no indication, no great rage from the part of the other stakeholders. In that case, I think that we representing at-large, we don't really have much business of supporting that, because after all, governments have other channels to make their voice heard. I of course, governments represent their country in a way, but why do we have this multi-stakeholder structure of ICANN and things in the internet as a whole? I think that we have to be clear that we are still the voice of the at-large and not just subscribe automatically to everything that governments are saying. Thank you.
Okay, well, it certainly seems to have... Well, thank you, Euro. Actually, before Robert, I need to move on to hear from only review group members, since ultimately the review group members are the ones having come to make a decision here. I'm thinking here, we do have some... So let me ask a question. So you persons like Euro have... Yes, let's take the tally. So, I'm sorry, Robert, so you can't really speak to this right at this point in time, because I really want to move forward with this thing. So for the review group members, How many want to pass the criterion based on what Justine has put and what Adela has suggested? So the thing is, I'm saying set a thing yes to that. Pass from Eduardo Diaz. And, okay. Now, okay. So, and Adela is also saying pass that as well. Okay, for your suggestion, that so everyone please clear their ticks now because I'm asking now a separate question. For what you are suggesting that, you know, given that the community is different from, say, governments, and therefore should not really be counted as considerations as object of expressions of opposition. Can I see if anyone should support you on this? Apart from you, obviously.
Could you please repeat very clearly the few suggestions?
Sure. Euro has said that you should not pass. Sorry. Perhaps you're right, right? Perhaps I am confusing it. Euro's suggestion is that it should be a feel. Correct? Yeah, perhaps you may want to be just restated for the record. Thank you. Could you restate it?
Yeah. In cases where we have only one stakeholder group expressing opposition, in this case governments, we should fail it, especially with governments, because governments have other channels to make their voice heard. Thank you.
Okay. So you would apparently ask a follow-up question. What do you mean, therefore, that this should be a feel? Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, let me note that down. All right. So we have, in terms of the first factor, number of expressions, we have a feel on that from Yoru. While others, Adela, Eduardo, Seth, have said pass. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm just trying to think of a way to somehow speed this up. Because let me break down the what has to happen here. I was hoping for on this call to really decide whether everyone had filled out their forms and were ready to just quickly give either yeses or noes to all of the four the four factors for community objection. Now, given that we've already reached an hour already, and we only have like half an hour left, at this rate we're not going to be able to really go through all. I mean, I'm thinking we're not going to be able to go through all of the four applications at this rate, at this speed. So this means one of two things. One, either we either we go, you know, both the review group members raise any points they want to make in terms of discussion. I see, Seth, you want to?
I see.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm coming to that, Seth. Thank you. So the thing it would be this. If everybody was willing to formally submit the template as, but I have to say, there's not much time. We'll have to, it will be literally working through the weekend here. So people will have to submit by the end, I would say by mid-Saturday, say $1,600 UTC. Okay. So if I was to say $1,600 UTC on by mid-Saturday, I would then tabulate all of this information and make sure it's all available to everyone. No, Saturday tomorrow. Because, and let me explain why. The reason why is because in terms of the timeline for the process here, the objection period is going to be till March 13th. That means that if you are going to decide to draft any objection statements, it has to start between now and, I'm tempted to say, by the end of next week, which is the 15th. Possibly we could stretch it to the 18th at the most. But then at that point, I'll answer the questions in the chat while I finish this. Possibly up to the 18th at most. The reason why I would say the 18th is probably the last point at which we could even consider publishing an objection statement. That would give the reloads enough about 10 days so that by the 1st of March they can either express support or not. My concern here is that, of course, if we do decide to write four objection statements, there's going to be a lot of work between now and, say the 15th or the 18th. So with that in mind, I'm saying, Seth, you want to give us one more day. Can you clarify the one more day? All right. How about, can you suggest another appropriate time? 1600 UTC, Sunday.
Okay.
1600 UTC, Sunday. All right. I'm willing to give the review group members some time to do this. 1600 UTC, Sunday. Seth, is that okay? Okay. All right, any objections to this? So the intent is for everybody to submit their templates by 1600 UTC Sunday, and then we're probably going to have another call on Monday to really go through, and then, a call on Monday. So staff will then have to issue a quick doodle to suggest an appropriate time on Monday. But, I mean, at that point, there's going to be really no discussion as such. I mean, it's really just to, everybody needs to really have made up their mind on all of these criteria and to raise the discussion, well, in the remainder of this call, as to clarifications or things you want to raise up or on the mailing list before Sunday, 1600 UTC Sunday. Eduardo?
This is Eduardo for the record. So, you know, if you get everything by the 16th UTC Sunday, will you be able to put it like in the table to see what the results are for the Monday call?
Well, I will certainly, I guess I have my weekend cut off for me. Yes, I would like to do that. I'm trying to think whether if we should just create a wiki page and then put all the comments on the wiki page. But I'm just thinking that this could be very, very difficult to do. it might potentially be very confusing. Let me mull that over. But I'm thinking the best way to do it would be to everybody get their comments in by Sunday 1600 UTC, and by then I would then put all the documents together and then put up a table. I'm just thinking trying to do a wiki page on this will be kind of very short notice at this time. Because then I'll have to create it and then give you time to then do it. So this is the intent of having the templates published before so that we could it will all be filled out. So I would suggest now let's you know, it gives in both docx and ODT. Everybody just fill it out and just submit it to the list, I think, for others to also review.
Okay, and this is Eduardo again for the record. And sure. The you know, we put this table together. Is this going to happen like a vote? You know, if the majority wins, if it pass or fail, or is it by consensus, or why are we, you know, are we looking for a unanimous vote? Or?
I would like to look for consensus. Obviously, this is Dave. Sorry, this is Dave speaking. I would like to look for consensus on this, but obviously, remember, the idea is that this has to then reach the port of the global at-large community via the five relos, and then for the ELAC to then consider it. So if there's lack of consensus, I'm thinking if there's, we are split over a particular issue, it probably indicates that it would be very difficult to draft an objection statement, in my mind. So, I would like to see some consensus. But perhaps Olivia can give advice on that matter. Thank you, Olivia. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, David. It's Olivia for the transcript record, and I think that you've actually got the correct end of the stick on this. You have to remember that any objection statement that gets drafted by this group will then go through the ALAC itself. That's 15 members, 15 people who will be voting on this. And if there is no consensus in this group here, the chance that there will be consensus and that the vote will pass on the ALAC is also quite weak. You do have to keep that in mind.
Exactly. That's
all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Olivia. It's exactly as that as well. So if you're not able to find consensus really on the way forward, then it probably indicates that we should not really draft an objection statement because the likelihood of it, first passing the relos and then for the ALAC, knowing the lack of consensus to actually then pass it would be very, very remote. Eduardo, you want to respond?
This is Eduardo for the record. I certainly agree a lot with Oliver's assessment of consensus. So I suggest for the Monday call is that if you are able to put this table together, that we just focus on those specific criteria for each one of the ones that we received. And try to get consensus on the ones that we do not agree, in the sense of pass or fail. So just to make the call more focused. Thank you.
Okay. This is Dave speaking. Just to clarify, Eduardo. What you're saying is if you put together the table showing everybody's comments, is that what you're saying? I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say here.
No, everybody's comments. Let's say we have criteria number one and everybody says pass, we don't have to discuss that again. We just talk.
Understood.
We talk about. Okay, thank you.
Okay, I get you. So on the call on Monday, once it's a pass by the majority of the review group members, then we don't have to, as I say, have an extended discussion on it or re-expression. Accept a way to explain it or anything like that. Okay, I get you. All right. Okay, so we have about 20 minutes left, and again, so I'm going to ask, let me just ask the review group members, in your course of going through the template, do you have any particular concerns that you want to have bring for discussion? So let's start off with .Amazon. Let's just stick with our .Amazon first, and then I'll move over to the other applications in mind. So, did anybody have any particular comments for .Amazon in terms of, well, we're still in substantial opposition, targeting, and detriment? And but while everybody's thinking about that, let me just Justine was probably what was most complete in this, in that, and then, well, everybody has her comments for the record. So if you look at the detriment consideration for Amazon, she has indicated fail for all of them. So I just wonder, does anybody have any observations or to whether they supported or when they read that, they agreed with that or not? I just want to get a sense of what people are thinking and what are your opinions of that. And again, I just want so that you can, again, be sure, because once you submit the forms on Sunday, you know, there's not much time for any extended discussion after that, after that point on Sunday. And I'm just, you know, Eduardo, so sorry, I didn't see, I was had the form on, sorry about that.
Okay. This is Eduardo Lillo for the record. You know, the hardest part that I have with all these forms is this last part, detriment. When I look at the first one, I listen from the Amazon's point of view. It's hard to me to find out in the comments, how this is going to damage or the nature of damage to the reputation of the community. I'm not sure, you know, where is it? Thank you. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Eduardo. Okay, thanks for that. I believe somebody else had their hand raised. Seth, my comments was what Justine had posted for the detriment criteria. She indicated fail and gave some explanations, and I was just, you know, I just wanted to hear people's thoughts or opinions on that. So yes, we are talking about the detriment criterion for Amazon. Mm-hmm. I see Seth is typing, and I also, and Robert, at least your comments are by typing in at least they form part of the record for everybody else to review. So thanks for putting the comments on the chat. I'm just waiting on Seth to finish typing about detriment. Seth, you know, feel free to... Okay. Do you want to take the floor, Seth, or...?
I appreciate it. Well, I'm still formulating my thoughts, but it seems to me that it's not simply a matter of thinking, of considering whether the community has demonstrated an interest in using a top-level domain in the past. It's also considering whether as communities become more sophisticated and technologically adept, they will be missing out because they will not have the string as a top-level domain to rely on in the future. And I think it may be our obligation as an ICANN constituency to preserve that economic and non-economic opportunity for them going forward if it's clear that they should have that opportunity as being the string name of a important and legitimate community.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Seth. And I think that's something to really consider. Any thoughts, Eduardo?
This is Eduardo for the record. I hear what Seth is saying, and I might agree with that, but are we supposed to base our comments and results on the comments that we received? Or are we, thinking ahead, and that it might happen? That's where I'm getting confused. It's like the previous one that I said, are we looking at the number of comments that we received, or are we looking at the, number of people that are represented in those comments?
Okay, that's also a pretty good question, Eduardo. Okay, well, if you read what was said in the applicant guidebook, it said here the objector must prove that the application creates a likelihood of material detriment to the rights or legitimate interests of a significant portion of the community to which the string may be explicitly or implicitly targeted. So I guess I would say Eduardo based on what you consider to be what is considered to be the community, how you recognize the community that has expressed opposition, and the criteria for substantial opposition. But I think I agree with you, and I agree with Seth here as well. This detriment part is probably going to be the hardest one to really resolve clearly. Let's hear some other thoughts or opinions and discussion from this. Adela, you want to say a few words on this? I'm seeing you're typing on the chat, so I'm just thinking just to so we'll be faster. Okay, so the key word, just for the record, Adela has posted that the key word here is being proved. All right. Well, let me ask a question here. Now, this call was supposed to be 90 minutes, so I'm just going to just regretfully extend this for a further 10 minutes, and just so you can just at least try to cover any comments or concerns on the other criterion for the other applications. So, okay, and I'm seeing some comments here from Seth and Reese, who states that, for example, in trademark law, a generic word is not eligible for ownership by any one person. The detriment is proven by economic theory. One need not to award a generic word to a commercial firm to find out what happens. I'm glad this discussion is happening, I must say. Olivia is on the ball there and is pointed to the recent public comment period opened up by the ICANN on the closed generic GTLD application. Thanks for that, Olivier. Because I think that what your comments are geared towards what is considered to be closed generic strings. And as you know, the public comment period has just been announced, and the ALAC has also now posted a link for persons to make their comments on that in this aspect. Okay. Well, can I ask a quick question? Let me ask a quick question on does anyone have any other particular comments on the other applications? I think we wanted to spend about 10 more minutes again on this call. And apologies, I realize there are probably some observers wanting to hear some sort of discussion of their strings, but unfortunately we have not quite had a long time. So, can I ask if anybody wishes to state for the record I'm asking the review group members, I should say. I'm not really asking the observers as such. Does anybody from the review group want to mention any other questions or concerns regarding the .nyc, Patagonia, the various applicants for .health? If you've gone through the evaluations, that, you know, raise the question that you want to hear other review group members' opinions. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing lots of people typing, which is good for the transcript for the chat record. So. Olivier, please go ahead.
See if I can unmute myself.
Hello? Yes, you have unmuted yourself.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much, Dev. It's Olivier for the transcript record. It's interesting. I'm just going to comment on the fact that there is a question with regards to generic words being used as CLDs, and the question has actually been asked by the board. So in addition to what you have here, this somehow is also might also take into account any discussion that are taken, that are made in the new DTLD working group with regards to names which are not, TLDs, not our common words. Unfortunately, for those of you who thought that there was going to be an easy answer to this one, there isn't, because the opinion is divided also in the new DTLD working group, with some people saying that battle is long past, some saying that there needs to be something done. Not a clear point at all.
Indeed.
We are somehow stuck. And there is a question with regards to registered trademark and trademark. I don't have the details. I don't know if Amazon itself would be a registered trademark, or whether it just is a trademark that Amazon
basically considers to be a trademark, or if the trademark is actually Amazon.com, in which case if Amazon was to apply for if Amazon.com was to apply for .Amazon, you would really have to go to apply for .Amazon.com, but hang on, it's already got Amazon.com.
Exactly.
No, well, no. You've touched on very, very eloquently the difficulty and the dilemma of sorts.
So Seth, since Seth is an expert in those matters, I gather that he's not going to sleep for the next few 48 hours or so and find a universal answer for that. Thank you.
Yes. Oh no, you can't sleep now. Okay, but going back now to the questions here. I'm glad to see that people are typing in and having the discussion on the chat. But I just want to have does anybody have any initial observations or thoughts regarding? Let's move on to the other applications, just to briefly, like .NYC. The City of New York responded which is the applicant for .NYC. And also, I believe there's also been several responses on the by Thomas. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to find the page for .NYC here. So there's been two comments within the past 48 hours on this. So I just want to point out that to the review group members so that they can review it. And if they have any questions, I see Olivia. Oh, I'm sorry, Olivia, go ahead. Sorry, I was just switching back and forth. Go ahead. Olivier? Or is this the hand from the previous? Okay, Olivier, in case you're probably muted again, *7 to unmute. Or I can make the assumption that you haven't, I see Olivier dropped. Okay, well, while he tries to come back in, thank you, Gisela. I noted that, like I said, for .NYC, there was a comment from the applicant, and I believe Thomas has also posted a response to this. Does anybody wish to ask any comments or questions on .NYC? Let's see, 1, 2, 3. Okay. No problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. So any other comments? Well, let me ask for regarding Euro, please. Go ahead. *7 to unmute.
Yeah, Yuri Ransip for the transcript record. A question to Thomas. I read your latest statement on the wiki, where you said that you are considering favorably joining the advisory board of this .NYC. Does that mean that you are dropping your objection?
Thomas, you can reply if you wish. You know, star 7 to unmute. Okay. I see Thomas is thinking. And thank you, Oro, for the question. The question from Thomas, is it possible to rescind an objection? Well, first of all, Thomas, this is Devan speaking. Well, again, there's no decision here as yet to even begin to draft an objection statement. So the answer is there's no objection statement to rescind or anything. We haven't made a decision whether to draft an objection statement or not. So is it that you would then wish to withdraw your objection comments? You could, say based on the circumstances, you could change your comment and then say you're no longer interested in considering it. So the answer is, Thomas, you can, of course, state for the record that if you're planning to now, you have no further grounds for objections or something like that. But I don't want to put words in your mouth. This is up to you to see. Thomas is typing for me in the chat. Well, okay, Thomas, well, this is Dave, let me just say that we're already running on very, very tight deadlines here. So if you are considering to, I would like to hear some response before, I would say it's within the next 24 hours. The reason why is because if we are submitting all of our comments, we're filling out the template by Sunday, the 1600 UTC. It would be good to have that information before so that the review group members can take that into account or not. If not, we'll be going with what the comments have been made on the wiki as is. Okay? All right. So your comments are still stand as is. On the data.nyc. So again, for the review group members, take a look at the applicant's response and Thomas's, well, not really a follow-up to that, but an additional comment. And so, does anybody have any particular comments they wish to make regarding the other application for .patagonia? Because I do want to end the call at this point here. So, because it is now going beyond the 10 minutes beyond the 90 minutes we originally allocated for this call. So if anybody has any particular comments or any questions they want to ask regarding Patagonia and .health, now is the time to do so before I then formally close the meeting. Does anybody have any questions, thoughts, concerns? Adela, Eduardo, Euro, Seth? Going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay. Any questions or comments from any of the observers before I formally close this call and outline the next steps and action items? Okay, going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay, there will be no comments here. Okay, first of all, I know this has been this is going to be a crunch time for you, for all the review group members. This has to be done. So the action items are: everyone, all the review group members are to fill back their templates, and I've posted on the list in both Word doc files and LibreOffice. Whichever format you wish to use, by all means, use it. And indicate whether, and go to all the four, go to all of the applicants regarding that we have received. The one on Amazon, the one on .nyc, the one on Patagonia, and the 5 applicants for .health, unless you wish to group them. I'm talking about .health, the 5 applicants for .health. What do you think the community objection should be sustained for each of those applicants? But the thing is, we only have until Sunday, 1600 UTC. If there's not enough comments or people haven't filled out the templates at that point, I would say, therefore, that we don't have enough agreement on whether to move forward. And then we'll not consider drafting this in a statement if there are not enough people filling this out. So, again, when we've been going through this for the past few weeks now, so this is really the crunch time to actually put it in writing to fill out that template for all of the applications. We're going to have a call on Monday, but by then I would have tabulated everything, and then the decision would only be to then literally to say we are or are not going to proceed with drafting any statement. Is that understood? Or is anybody wishing to make any further questions or comments? Going once? Going twice?
This is Heidi. Will that be a 60-minute call?
Sorry?
Will that be a 60-minute call?
That would be a 60-minute call, yes, because at that point we'll be just be looking at the scoring from the templates that everybody has filled out, and based on that, we are going to just make the decision to draft the objection statement, and then look at next steps. Whether we decide to do so or not, and then the next steps and the timeline for trying to finish that objection statement, or potential objection statement, I should say. Okay? So a 60-minute call. Okay, so now that we've been on this call for an additional 15 minutes beyond our 90 minutes, any other business that anybody wishes to raise, question? Seeing no other response other than saying, I'll just wait for Eduardo to type it. Right, good. So, there's just one final observation. If anybody wishes to make a chat or discuss it, discuss any matter with me, I'm on Skype. I will make extra effort to be online most of the time and answer any questions or anything of that sort. The key action item is please submit fill out the template for all the applicants, all the applicants for the various four strings by Sunday 1600 UTC. Okay? With that, and I thank you all for attending the call and for everyone to, and hopefully we'll have some final decisions on Monday. Okay? Okay, then. Thank you all, and have a good evening, and look forward to seeing all the templates by Sunday 1600 UTC. Thank you very much. The call is now adjourned.
Thank you very much.